Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I am Craig. He is Chris. Let's talk some college basketball. I think he's one of the only coaches that gets his own bumper music coming in. From the University of Sioux Falls, men's basketball coach Chris Johnson. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me. We're probably lucky you don't have my mic open. You might hear me singing or something. Then everyone will turn their radio off.
That's not to say I had you in queue, Coach. I mean, not to say that we weren't, I can't confirm or deny that I might not have been rolling some tape on that.
Around here, we don't care how people sing because we all stink at it. So we're all in it together. Nice to have you on the program today. It's a little rivalry weekend. Of course, you guys and Augustana will go at it at the Elman Center on Friday. Last weekend, though, that win with Winona, that was a great win for you at home. In fact, the men and the women, a weekend sweep, which has never happened before in Northern Sun.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend for both teams. And, you know, obviously they all count the same, you know, and all those other cliches. And it was a big win for us to get Upper Iowa on Friday night because they're a team that we're going to be battling for seeds with for the conference tournament, I'm pretty sure. But obviously, getting a team that has a tradition of Winona and winning that game when it wasn't because, you know, we didn't make 21 threes or we didn't, you know, only turn it over once. It was nothing crazy. We just really worked hard and ground one out against a really good team. It was nice to see, and I was really happy for our guys.
Has the style of play for your team gotten better? I mean, let's face it, you got a lot of new kids this year. The style of play, are these kids getting it and you're seeing more success?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I think people have forgotten that when we struggled a little bit, that we had 11 new guys. I got 15 or 16 on the roster, and 11 of them are new. It was going to be some ups and downs, and, you know, it's never as fast as we want it, you know, the players or the coaches, but hopefully, you know, we've started to play better basketball the last couple weeks, and I think guys are settling in. We've changed a little bit how we've played. You know, we're still pressing, but not like we were at the beginning of the year, and maybe we've found some things as a staff that maybe are helping these guys be a little bit more successful and be a little bit more confident might be the most important thing.
How important was last weekend for you, Coach? Because, I mean, you've been playing some good basketball, but to get those two wins back-to-back at home, is that kind of a tone setter for you now?
Yeah, it was. I mean, we just needed to win some games, you know. This is a good league. And you're not going to just stumble upon a game that's all of a sudden going to help you get right, you know, if that makes sense. You got to go earn it. And, you know, the reality is you know, I looked up the other day. I said, our strength of schedule is 19th in the country right now. And, you know, when you're trying to build, when they're throwing games like that at you every weekend, you got to stay the course and you got to believe. And you just got to find a way to win games. Quite honestly, you know, it's important and it's fun and it shows progress that we could beat a team like Winona and we beat Upper Iowa the night before. But the reality was we just needed to start winning some games. And that's exactly what happened, and hopefully we can build on it.
Talk about some of your starters. Mac Johnson, tell me about this shooting guard that you got.
Mm-hmm. And Mac's a freshman out of the Minneapolis area, and he has shown flashes. He's had a really good freshman year. You know, I think he's second or third in the league in freshman scoring. And, you know, he's in our starting lineup now because he's earned that, and he's had some big games. You know, the last time we played Augie, he had 21. He's very capable. He's going to be a huge part of what we do the rest of this season, but especially in the future.
He doesn't have the deer in the headlights look anymore? Is it all gone already?
He never had it.
That's good.
Max never seen too many shots he wasn't willing to take or any moments that were going to scare him, and that's a testament to him. You know, he's put in the work, and he's got a belief in himself, and rightfully so. You know, he's going to be a very good player in this league. A
couple other guards, Malon Jones and Charles Ward, about those two guys. Give me some ideas on what kind of players they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, Malon is probably one of the fastest guys with the ball in his hand I've ever coached at any level. I mean, he, from end to end, he can really get going. When he gets space, he's really good. He's another guy that, you know, played well against Augie the first time, had 19 off a bench, and now he's starting for us. Just has really started to come into his own and be comfortable, you know, with the junior college transfers. Charles is another one of those. It takes those guys some time because this level of basketball is just different. And, you know, the structure that's involved and the the every night playing against really good teams that are really well coached is an adjustment period. And Milan has done a really nice job of toning down the turnovers and attacking where he's supposed to. And Charles Ward probably doesn't give it enough credit. I mean, he's our leading scorer. He's our second leading rebounder. And if you look at the games we've won in this league, a lot of them are because Charles has had big nights. And he's a physical presence at the guard spot, and he's a key cog, maybe one of the most important guys on our team.
I know you got Augustana on tomorrow night, and I know they got two guys that are scoring real well with Schilling and Jensen. How are you going to stop those two guys?
Well, we're not going to stop them. They're too good, quite honestly. Obviously you can't let them go crazy. If you look at it, when they've been really good, they've had a third guy really step up, and at our place, that was Matt Brazendale, who had 20. And, those two guys, like I said, are going to get theirs to an extent. We have to have five guys paying attention to those two at all points because, quite honestly, I don't know if we have guys that can just line up one-on-one with those guys and get it done. We can say that about a couple guys Winona had too. So if we're if we're locked in, we'll be fine there. But we can't let, somebody else have a night like those two guys. It's average nights are, 19 and 10 or whatever it might be.
The first time that you played Augustana, Coach, it seemed like everything that they put up from the field went in, and especially beyond the three-point line. Is that something that you can try and defend better? How would you do that, or do you just chalk that up to Augie just being hot out of the gate?
Well, they were really good, to start the game. I think they were up 21-3, but we were up 26-25. And so, I think the biggest maybe misnomer, and I thought this before I went back and started watching the film earlier in the week, it ended up being a 19-point game. It was a 4-point game with 5 minutes left. Mm-hmm. It didn't get away from us until the bitter end. But, man, they shot the ball well. A lot of that has to do with they played really well and put us in some bad spots. But we were, I think my comment after that game, which is still haunting me, was we were the worst defensive team in the country at that point in the year.
We got picked up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And but we've been better. We don't have it all figured out or anything like that, but we've been better. And those two things, hopefully us just understanding. But the biggest difference in that first game, they outworked us. And I'm not afraid to say it. They worked harder than we did. They wanted it more than we did. They beat us to loose balls. They killed us on the offensive glass. And, if they get over 12 offensive rebounds in a game, they're undefeated. And if you give up less than, I think it's 10 or 11, they haven't won. And so, there's some things that we can do to hopefully combat those things, but it's going to be a physical challenge, that's for sure.
Haven't played there very often, but what's it like playing at the Element Center?
Oh, it's a good atmosphere. I get a good chuckle out of everyone trying to downplay the rivalry and the next day is more important and all that kind of stuff. Something tells me they'll have more guys over in that gym, more people in that gym on Friday than they will on Saturday. And, they'll be ready for us. We'll be ready for them. But, those are the kind of games you want to play in. That's why you come to school. It's not to play the four non-conference games. It's to play the Winonas and the Mankatos and to be able to play in the rivalry with Augie at home and also over at their place. So I expect it to be a great atmosphere. It always is. They got a good following, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Hey, Chris, appreciate the time. By the way, Wayne State, what is the big thing about Wayne State? I know they've been struggling this year.
You play on Saturday, too.
Yeah.
About that.
Quick note on Wayne State. What do you know about them? What's going to be the key in that one?
Well, that is one thing I completely agree with Coach Pilger on, is that, if the next night's just important, just as important, they both count the same. And last year, when we beat Augie over here, we got rolled up the next night by Wayne. And so that's something that our program, our kids are going to have to figure out, is how to bounce back from a win or a loss in an emotional game on Friday night. Wayne is really well coached. They play really hard. They're probably sitting better than a lot of people thought they would with the new coach and so many new players. They're 5-7 in the league, and they're capable of beating anyone. And it'll be a tough game for us. We beat them here by 10 or 12, but it was a grind. And hopefully we can find a way to get some road success rolling here.
Yep, no doubt about it. By the way, I know coaches always talk about that Friday, Saturday, but I don't foresee it going to what the Summit does with Thursday, Saturday games, because it would take another day out of the classroom. You don't see that ever happening, do you?
I don't. You know, it gets brought up every summer, and there's obviously, and I'm just speaking athletically.
Right.
That would be
right.
much more fair to our young men. Because this Friday, Saturday, with less than 24 hours in this physical of a league, with this much travel, I don't know how fair that is, but I know that they're here first to graduate and get a degree,
yep.
and taking them out of the classroom another 5 to 7 days during the year doesn't make a whole lot of sense either. So, you know, I see
I think you're not the only one,
way.
Chris. You're not the only coach that would say that, Chris. I totally agree mm-hmm. with what they're saying, but I certainly don't see him changing to a Thursday, a Saturday to appease that.
No, nah, there's just too much travel, or, you know, even Wednesday, Saturday has been talked about, but how do you do that when you've got Upper Iowa having to play with Minot at times, you
yeah.
know, it just...
Yeah, we're great in the G-Pack, it's harder in the Northern Sun.
Yep,
you could easily
sure.
do it in the G-Pack. Hey, Chris, thanks for the time, man, really appreciate it. We wish you the best at the Elman Center tomorrow night, and then at Wayne on Saturday.
Sounds good, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
There he goes, Chris Johnson, head coach, University Sioux Falls men's basketball.